Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم to everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah and welcome to the CWSC National Town Hall Straight to the Point 50-Year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. Later on at 5 p.m. you will join Dipritha Abdul-Hadi, the host of Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab. Saturday evening's prime time, that's 5 p.m. So we're going to get started right now. let me do a little update. As of January 2nd, 2021, we initiated, CWSC and its affiliates began to discuss this 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning of Initiatives. Initiatives was added about 4 or 5 months. No, it was added a year later, initiatives, by that of Dr. Aisha Kareem. And in that, it identified how, that told us how we were going to connect, communicate, and collaborate that we had to perform certain initiatives, and that being dissecting or first interviewing persons who are willing to be a part of the think tank process. It is truly a think tank. Persons being willing to be a part of the think tank process began to share from their perspective in areas of human connection, our human expectations, or putting it frankly, it was, what does being human mean to you? And so as we shared our personal thinking about what being human means, and what does it mean when we say human, beyond just what it means to us, but what is human? How do we identify human? So that we said, then we've come to the conclusion that there are universal laws that guide everyone, regardless of what we say from our mouths, such as I'm an atheist, I'm agnostic, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Jewish, whatever we say from our mouth, there's a universal law that declares what it means to be human, regardless. And so then we have something to assess or make an assessment of. Are we living up to the human potential? And if we're not, and of course we can verify that there's a great degradation in what is expected of being anyone being human. Without getting into the specifics of our mind and our heart and our inner thoughts and our external actions, we started with the point of faith. And because faith, I asked the question as well, do we have an institution of faith, or is there an institution of religion? And that's still out for discussion. And if you have any comments in that area today, please by all means share and give what is prompting your thinking. And if you have some information, some resource, maybe perhaps you've read some journal or something, or you've come to the conclusion by your reading and in your interpreting, internalizing and interpreting, and now being able to initiate it as this is my thinking. So praise be to Almighty God. So the faith, and then we ask the question about, have we assumed that every household, whenever a baby is born, that baby is human, that baby has human qualities, and the opportunities for that human to develop in its true form is there. And we are the ones responsible for sharing with that the human life its moral obligation, moral responsibility. And that moral responsibility includes seeing someone else's need beyond your own. So we discussed that in the early 3 months of January of 2021. From that point, we realized that we needed to be in operation individually, wherever we are, acknowledge that there is work going on to assist or to aid the human being in improving our lives. And we declared what improvement looks like. And that improvement is from an individual, that everything starts with self. And that the self, I'm going to read from my paper now, and that the self, there's a connection that the self has to have, remembering the faith. That's a declaration that all humans have faith in something. All right. And then that faith in whatever the human being has faith in is going to show up in that human life. So we said the self first has to have a connection with that which it has faith in. Then it has to have a communication process with it. And then it begins to collaborate. And we can see that in the conduct. Now that, you know, these areas, connection, communication, and collaboration is seen often, all the time. We're operating in those areas. We're making connections. And we do have communication and we do collaborate. We agree. And collaboration is merely saying that we agree, we are in agreement with ourself of what we're going to do. Oh, are you going to eat right now? Are you going to bathe right now? Are you going to get dressed? Are you even going to get up out of bed? You're in agreement with yourself or with ourselves. And that's where that first, again, connection, communication, and collaboration is operating. So how does that help us when we say this is about the 50-year human family strategic planning of initiatives? It helps because I'm just going to focus back on the words of, and I'll identify, Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh, mercy of Almighty God be upon him, that shared everything that happens to a group starts with the individual. And so I've come to see that is a truth. That is true. Whatever happens in the group happens in the individual. In other words, the needs of a group is bearing witness to the needs of an individual. And so when we're in a family unit, well, let's start first. Connection with self and its mate. All right, that's self. Now the internal mate. Now then the external mate. Self and their external mate. Self and children. Just making the connection now. Self and neighbors. Self and coworkers. Self and religion. Self and culture. Outside of just say the religion, self and culture, self and government or governance, self and education, self and economics. Then what's the communication like? And this is for us to do an assessment of ourselves. And we're going to be doing a PowerPoint to share from time to time because the ongoing work, and I go back now, from 2001, what we began to do, who was present was Priscilla L. Ukda of California, Imam Henry Hasib of Alabama, Imam Adam Beya of North Carolina, Reverend Martha Stilson of Tampa, Florida, with the Church of Scientology, Professor Dr. Roy Kaplan of the University of South Florida. Let's see here. There was about five. Oh, William Kareem, Mahassan Abdul Salam. I actually kept the notebook that I wrote everything down in as we were making our comments. And that was January 2nd, 2021. Imam Kareem Hamid. And then we went every second Saturday. And then in 2021, CWSC, being that we're hosting the platform for the discussions to be held. Now the work still has to be done outside of ourselves. Whatever we said was important, then we had to begin to initiate it or make adjustments in our own lives, remembering self. And so we now can ask the question, and now we can have that discussion on the last 2 years, how that has how we have evolved as individuals. Excuse me. Because this is all being documented and it's recorded documentation, and we will be making the physical documentation. We have that as well. So now I'm going to ask the question, if anyone is on that has been, that was part of the 2021 initial communication, then please press 1 if you feel comfortable making any comments, as I'm going to read from Quran, inshallah, God willing, in reference to our human makeup, our human, just something referring to our human self. But if you were present in 2021 and you made comments in the year of 2021, press 1 on your phone so that we now can acknowledge the development. See, everything is not overnight, so it took time. So here we are in 2023. So let's go to 347-751. Mahassan Abdussalam, praise be to Allah. Thank you for being here.
Alhamdulillah. Greetings to you, Sister Martha Nyla. And thank you for inviting me. I have just finished a conference in California. And wonderful things are going on there. Told them about this forum today. And Sister Lenora Hamid, who's presently a guru in establishing nonprofit organizations, very well known all around the country. Was saying that she really was inspired by what we're doing, discussing and having a town hall on the 50-year plan. So I just got free and tagged over and didn't think you were going to open my mic right away. But I'm happy to be here and happy to listen and to contribute wherever it's necessary. Yes, dear. Thank you.
Praise be to Almighty God. Well, you know, sometimes when we have background noises going on, guess what? This computer doesn't know anything better but to just open, throw your hand up in the air. So your little white hand shows up. the other one, now when I mute you, then you can press 1 to go out. Oops. Hold on. Okay, there. Oops, I put you in the green room. My finger hit the green room by mistake. Okay, you hold on. Let me open your mic again because your one may not work while me doing that. All right, I'm going to let here mute it. And now you should be able to press 1. And if it's not working, don't worry about it. Because the hand is still up. Okay, no problem. What we're going to do is, after I read from Quran, we're going to come back. Like I say, when you were present in 2021, we're going to go through an assessment process, as we had said will be instituted back in 2021. We were going to do a quarterly assessment. And that, why don't I share what that was about when I come back, all right? All right, so we can see the evolution of our own involvement and our own progress, and then how we've influenced others by our doing so, inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, The Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, The Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah alayh, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community and then eventually national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And we're back, dear listeners. Okay, so those committed individuals committed to studying. We don't get all the fame and flair being researchers and developers, but what we do get is a contentment of our heart and our mind that we're fulfilling a mission that is necessary. And this mission is to keep the semblance, if I can say a semblance, or keep the not balance, but keep the connection, keep the human connection connected to the human intellect and the human material essence connected, and then the third, the dimension of the moral responsibility, all connected. And in order to do that, we have to remind ourselves and then place the platform or the opportunity for others to be reminded. And there's a reason why I'm saying it that way, so that we're not here to be dogmatic. We're here to appreciate how Almighty God had the Almighty. We've declared that there is that is far greater, that is the Creator, that is one that created everything. We declared that is evidence for all of humanity. And then that the humanity or human beings have faith in something. And then it has to have communication with it, and it has to have a connection and communication with that which they have faith in. If there's where we see a derailment from the moral compass, then we can identify that. We should be able to, based upon our studies, based upon our connecting and communicating and collaborating with ourselves and our commitment, and then getting to know the Creator for ourselves. Now, having said that, let me go to the Quran. And I'm going to read from, we're all familiar with the 23rd surah. Almost sounds like I'm going to say the 23rd Psalm, right? From the biblical. But when I was growing up, we studied the 23rd Psalm, but we studied Psalms and Proverbs primarily. But we want to go to the 23rd Surah chapter of Quran. You want to go there with me? I'm probably all familiar. Okay, 24 is An-Nur. Let's see here. And then at one point, I want to ask you to, if you would like, if you're able to go on to Google Meet with me, we can do it immediately. Once I give you I get your email address if I don't have it. But as soon as I send it out, you're able to click on the Google Meet
and we're able to connect because I want to begin bringing up PowerPoints so that we can contribute to those PowerPoints, inshallah. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's go to Ayat 1 of Surah 23. And Surah 23 is, of course, believers, right? I'm going to Hajj. And let me read the introduction to this one, Al-Mukminun. This surah deals with the virtues which are seed bed of faith. All right, do I need to say more? It is the seedbed of faith, especially in an environment in which truth is denied and its votaries insulted and persecuted. But truth is one and must prevail. Those who do wrong will be filled with vain regrets when it is too late for repentance. This belongs to the late Meccan period. So the summary of this is the faith, coupled with humility and prayer, that communication, charity, abstinence from vanity and from indulgence in appetites, and strict probity must lead to final success, even though people mock and accuse the righteous of false motives, as did the contemporaries of Noah, Musa, and Isa, Noah, Moses, and Jesus. Prayers and peace be upon them. And it says the prophets that Allah sent are the righteous. My page jumped on me. Okay. From one brotherhood. They're all from one brotherhood. But those who make schisms and refuse to believe have ample evidence pointing to truth and the goodness and greatness of Allah. Evil must be repelled by goodness. It again. Evil must be repelled by goodness and faith in Allah, the one God, for the future life is sure. And those who disbelieve will wish for another chance when it is too late. So this is Yusuf Ali's submission on that. And we now go to, and he was giving certain ayats, certain verses that declare certain things. So on the prophets, it was 1 through 50, and 51 to 92 is the fact that they're of one brotherhood. All right. So let's read ayat 1 through 7. 1 through 7. All right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Don't you know my screen jumped just that quick? Mashallah. I have the actual book here, but okay, 23. Let's go again. You're probably already there, right? 23:1. Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad aflahal mu'minun. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I'll read after each one. Successful indeed are the believers. Walladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Those who humble themselves in their prayers. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعَرِّضُونَ, who avoid vain talk. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَوَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ, who who are active in giving zakat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, who guard against, guard their modesty. إِلَّا عَلَّا أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ except with those joined to them in the marriage bond or whom their right hands possess, for, in parentheses in their case, they are free from blame. فَمَنِي أَبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. But those whose desires exceed those limits are transgressors. Well, alhamdulillah, why don't we go ahead and finish this out, everyone, all right? Eight through, bear with me. This is eight. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون, those who faithfully observe their trusts and their covenants. والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون, and who guard their prayers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, these will be the heirs. وَالَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا, subhanAllah. وَالَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خالدون, who will inherit paradise, they will dwell therein. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَتَيْنِ سُلَالَتِينَ مِنْ طِينَ, man we did create from a quintessence, and in parentheses, of clay. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ عَظِيمُ. Surely Almighty God's words are true, and may the reader be forgiven for any errors, all errors, not intentional, as we go into declaring what we've declared is faith in every human being, that there is that provision or that space or that channel for faith. And what we're sharing is the best is to have faith in the one God, the one creator. But faith is a component in every human being. And then we have that connection. It is true that we are connected with the environment. We're connected within ourselves, and then there's a connection outside of ourselves with the universal law given to everything and definitely to the human being. And then we go to the communication process that we all pray in one way or another. And now when we come to the giving part and we acknowledge that we give, or it doesn't have to be known by everyone what we give, how we give, but does the human being automatically give? And we say yes, because we automatically, through our body form, we give off something that is beneficial, and even if it's to the trees. When we breathe out, we're inhaling and exhaling. And when we exhale, we're giving, regardless of whether we thought about it or not, like I'm going to hold my breath and not give. No, we are giving. Now, whether it's a rewarding process for our giving, that's another thing. But just bearing witness to the understanding that what is human, what does human mean to us, and are we now, can we do an assessment of ourselves on ourselves and how we've been engaged in the last 2 years of evolving for the better. Now I go to you, dear listeners. Anyone want to call in, press 1 on your phone. We want to hear from you now. And before I address myself as well, and then address myself as an individual, and then address myself as a group, from a group perspective, and seeing and can really assess, make an assessment on the improvement and how is that improvement seen. Is it, does it show in the community? And we could say which community we're speaking of, whether it shows with wherever we have put our place, our interest. Are we making a difference? I think last year we asked the question, if you left the scene right now, would you be missed? Would you be missed by your family? Would you be missed by your neighbors? Would you be missed by your community or your neighbors, neighborhood? Would you be missed by anyone in education, governance, or in those areas? Would you be missed in general? Would you be missed? And so this lends itself to everyone. If answer that question, all of the human family right now, answer that question. Would it inspire us to become more useful? And we know that is a declared statement from the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, that the best of you is the one who is most useful to society, or to society, we say to society, to this life. So we want to bear witness to that. So this, as we think about the strategic 50 year, think on the strategic processes that have to take place in order for us to evolve and see that evolvement, an evolving process, and see it as a connection to moving up the steps, step by step by step. And so that as the work is done, we have to document, we want to document it. So now we're at the documenting stage for the first 2 years that it has taken for us to even connect with one another, to even address what is meant by strategic family planning, what is meant by initiatives. Now that I believe that we've cleared the way on everyone having that understanding, now we can apply it in a way that we say, as the documentation goes now on from here forward, we'll see it as a gradual progression. And that is through our relationships. Now I'm going to bring us to that point of relationships. Every relationship has the development process or these three areas of connection, communication, and collaboration. Every relationship. So in the relationship, we had, let me get back to my screen here. We've had situations, the influences in creation that have bared on us. And we, in this day and time, 2023, right here, September 2023, when we look back over the last 5 years, we will say, many people have been declared with mental problems. Now, whether it's being induced by some environmental gases that's in the air and it's affecting us mentally, causing us to have disoriented moments, or whether it's induced by medication prescribed, or by our using medication that's not prescribed, but medication nonetheless, or it's by our internal thinking of words that have entered and caused harm to our thinking that we rather forget. And so it brings about mental anguish or mental just disrupting our peace and our mental self. So our relationship is what we want to discuss today as we go forward. Self. Showing the connection is showing our connection with self, our connection with our family, our connection with our, and in this order, inshallah, and our connection with our neighbors. And if we're not, then we just be honest with ourselves. And because everyone, if it's true that every group is representative of an individual, if there are deficits in the group, there are deficits in the individual somewhere. So we want to make it true, or let it be known that it is true, that every individual has to have, is of an importance of, as they relate to a group, being in a group. So what we do in our own individual daily routine, I guess you can't say it any clearer, affects the whole. What each one of us do in our daily routine is affecting the whole. We may not think so, but it is affecting the whole. Once I was thinking, so press 1 on your phone, if number 1, if you're part of the 2021 sharing, and number 2, if you're ready to share, make an assessment from yourself and your connection with yourself, your mates, your family, your children, your neighbors, your communities, and then your connection in religion, cultures, governance, education, and economics. Who's ready to share? This is part of the Human Family Initiative. It has to. We have to be in the position to say, to make a difference, each one of us. Are we ready to share? Okay. So I'm going to go back over my 2 years, last 2 years, and see the progression happening. At the time when we began, myself, what I was coming out of, let's say in 2021, coming out of having been separated from having become a widow, and was the realizing that my participation with my family, it no longer was with my mate, but it was with myself. So did I contribute to my bettering my position or my being? Did I address my healthiness, my health, myself, my mental health, my spiritual health, my physical health, and my emotions? Did I address those? And I can share with you, I can say, yes, I did. Yes, I was in a cloud of thinking, but I threw myself into work and I threw myself into studying. And as I did that, and Mahasan, if you were able to go out and come back, let me open your mic because maybe you're ready to share. Your hand is still up, so I don't want to ignore that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for opening the mic. It was closed, and though I pushed the 1, it did not register. So thank you.
No, it registered. It never went away. The hand never went down.
I know. So there was no way for me to contribute.
Right.
So did you want to continue, or did you want to?
Yes. If you're ready to participate from the area of what I was speaking of, we're now for self-involvement.
Okay. We almost have an identical background. I suffered the loss of a former mate in 21 also. And it was a strategic turning point in my life. Of course, the loss of a mate is always has a great impact and brings changes. Some you can anticipate, and some we're not able to anticipate. But as we go through that adjustment, it creates a situation where we have to call forth our strength so that we can prevail as we transition through a loss, a family loss, and maintain or get a vision on the future, what lies before us, how that has changed, and begin to entertain thoughts on what we will undertake to make it beneficial, that change, survive, get through it, and how that will change us and the agenda that is reset for us. So there's a similarity I was thinking when you opened my mic. And
okay.
At every time that one thing that is foremost in my mind, every time we experience an alteration or a change, a fundamental change in our circumstances, it offers us an opportunity to reset ourselves, our identity, how we define ourselves, and remind ourselves of that which is characteristic and what we're accustomed to, and how in moving forward we can put ourselves into a sustainable arena, maintain balance. And,
okay, if I may, I'm going to interrupt you right there because we have 15 minutes less, but I want to, for recording's sake and others to understand where we're going with this, that every individual being a part of a group, that the group is only as good as every individual is. And for those who have committed to be a part of the 50-year human family strategic planning process, this is part of the process, is to identify with ourselves as individuals, those who are willing, ourselves. And since you and I experienced becoming a widow, in a sense, then my thinking right now is not on a physical mate, our relationship with our connection with children, our connection with the neighbors, our connection with co-workers, if necessary, religion, culture, governance, and education. That's why I was going to do the PowerPoint, but we'll do that another time. But if you can speak to some of those areas, children, if you're interested in a mate right now, is there a connection for that, or a connection with children, neighbors, coworkers, or the community? Let's go with that, and we'll deal with the other next time, inshallah.
Well, for my comfortability, to be honest with you, I was following your train of thought and sharing as an example as to how you would deal with the myriad of arenas that needed your attention. So I think I would like for you to continue that.
Okay. I'll finish out your statement there, babe. I'm sorry. Please forgive me saying babe.
I was done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sis. I'm going to leave your mic open there because that way.
Do I have it right? You were saying we have 15 more minutes. Is that the time, the remainder?
Yes, because at 5 p.m., Dipritha Abdul-Hadi will begin her presentation at 5 p.m., so I'll be out of the seat at about 2 minutes till. I'll get out the whole seat.
I see. Okay, because I was thinking it was going up to 6 o'clock. All right.
Ah.
So I was Okay.
So for everyone, this again, mashallah, this may seem unimportant. It may seem simple. But through my my experience now, I can say, I got a few of you beat. I'm 71. A few of you, I can say, okay, I've experienced a lot. But reading Quran and praying and asking Allah for guidance, because I've put myself in that belief cycle. Excuse me. So now I realize that the self is very important, and then how we acknowledge the self. And from reading philosophers, as they declare certain things, it was coming from a self, of their self that they were projecting in what they were declaring, how they got to understand certain thinking and certain parameters of the usefulness of the environment that was around, the things that were happening in their environment. So they realized that they were connected to it. So they had to identify those connections, and how they internalized those connections brought them to the point of declaring almost like a prophecy kind of thing. But it was their philosophizing or being philosophical. So with that, I'm realizing self, okay, as I said, the truth in my mind right now, we're dealing with our own truth. So the truth is self, and as I speak with myself, and then self and my acknowledgement, connecting with a mate that's not present, self and children. I work with children. I realize that I can't expect them to know what I know. And self and neighbors, yes, I take an account to be very kind to my neighbors. Self and coworkers, likewise, not expecting anything of them that I wouldn't do myself. Self and religion, committed to the ritual process of religion, but knowing that it's upon me to establish what I call my faith in the religion, that I have to do extra things such as not just go through the daily routine of certain things, but I have to apply studies to really be involved in religion. And that incorporates speaking with others and appreciating them where they are in their religious understanding. Myself and culture, incorporating routines that help me to stay engaged in the newer civilizational processes, I say it that way, getting to know, you know, that we're in the technology from civilization to civilization. That's where I see culture, is utilizing that from past cultures, incorporating it into today's culture. Am I doing that? I'm assessing myself, and that's what I'm asking everyone to do, is to assess yourself. You don't have to be specific about certain things as I am, but truly assessing self. And I hear you trying to press one, Mahasan, but if you hear muted, then maybe it'll work. It might not after you press for hours. But and then self and governance. My understanding of governance, how important that is in our life. And so am I leaving it to someone else to understand how Almighty God has incorporated everything in our life for us to be a part of governance, a part of that in order for us to live, we want to appreciate the process of putting policies in order. And when we put those policies, when those policies are in order, they are put in order for procedures to be followed, to follow through after those policies. So the whatever policies are currently on record, then am I committing myself to look at those policies and really commit to making a difference if they are not advantageous for the human family? Education. Am I pursuing any education? Am I pursuing education to improve my education, my state of being, not my status, but my state of being? And economics, am I improving that? Am I relying on someone else to take care of? And the wealth that I'm looking at in economics is my ability to sustain, have a sustaining, what do you call it? I don't want to say, I'm not just speaking of dollars. I'm speaking of the wealth, all the wealth that we have, the wealth of my ability to think, the wealth of my ability. Am I maintaining those things, the physical things that allows me, you know, am I using my hearing, my sight, my feeling, my thinking, my ability to organize things, to economics to me. Economics is the distribution of that wealth. So, and am I spending it? Am I spending it wisely? Am I spending my time wisely? That's a wealth. So money is just a part of the wealth. Very, it allows us to do different things, but bartering, I think, comes out when in the charitable process. So I'll stop right there, everyone. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to understand the engagement of what it means for the 50-year human family strategic planning, that when we think about self and we involve self and we really make an assessment of self, then we will see the improvement in the community and whatever we see needs to be done. And when we contribute ourselves to it, and we're going to begin doing documentation, and we want to leave something here. Our documentation shows that we were here. So we want everyone to do a biographical sketch of self and add to it. If we've already come too far to remember certain things, but as we communicate, we'll begin to help one another to relive those times back in our lives, and we'll say, oh, let me put this down. I did that. Did you pick beans? Did you pick cucumbers, tomatoes? Did you work along with others? Did you have a good relationship with others? So making the connection. We'll stop right there. This is how we'll do the hour on the 50-year human family strategic planning. CWSC, this is our usual strategic planning month. And we're going to offset it this time without a physical location of meeting one another, but we will meet by way of Zoom or Google Meet on September 30th, and we'll have that like a red carpet, but we will be acknowledging the directors, the volunteers who have come forth to take on the challenge of this monitoring process and networking process called the CWSC Intelligentsia. All right? Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much. I'm moving out of the way for our dear sister, Deprita Abdul Hadi. So I'm going to go to our music here. And next voice you hear, inshallah, will be Abdul Hadi.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Deprita Hadi, director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'abudu wa iyaka nasta'in, ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim, waladdallin. Amin. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, be the we worship and thine aid we seek. Straightway, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, a 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Sapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, be open with hugs and love to you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Oh, come on now, hold me tight. Squeeze me tight. Oh, come on. Oh, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I love you too. And I feel your love. And inshallah, you are feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. And as a reminder of this new year that we are in, we are now in the second month of the Islamic Hijra calendar, Safar. And today is the 24th day. Just look at how the time is moving, okay? And today is the 24th day of Safar, 1445 on the Hijra calendar. And September 9th, 2023 on the Gregorian calendar. And you know when we start talking September, and trust you, I'm pretty sure, I don't know about you all's area, but you know, Florida, usually most people be leaving from, and especially Michigan or up north states to the south, and most times going to Florida. But you know, Atlanta is not bad either, but the weather is so much nicer and, you know, during this time of year. Now, for us here in Michigan, you know, it can turn pretty chilly for us. We still have some warm days, but it's pretty chilly, and we're having to cut some heat on around here in the early parts of the day until it warms up. But alhamdulillah, speaking of the weather changing, I believe it's this month? Let's see. The 21st of September, I'm believing, is going to be the beginning of the fall. But you know that the weather of it has already come early. Alhamdulillah. But that's okay. I love the fall. I do. I really do. I love the fall. And I'm pretty sure there's probably many of you out there. And that's why I say about, I know Atlanta's weather, because even in the wintertime, for Atlanta, when it's all snow and everything here in Michigan, it's nice in the winter in Atlanta. I can still wear just a blazer, a wool blazer, a scarf, some boots, some gloves, and we keep it moving. You know, so I love the fall. I love the fall. So, alhamdulillah, we are approaching the fall. Alhamdulillah. Tonight, we continue to discuss our relationship with Allah, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and our relationship with His creation. Alhamdulillah. And you know, we do continue to also discuss Al-Asna ul-Husna, which are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to get into, reciting or naming some of those beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we know of tonight as well in our presentation. I want to thank you so kindly, Martha Naila, and for getting me right on in here. And you can imagine when I dialed in, they was like, I said, oh, well, let me go over here and see. But we do appreciate you and all of the work, the hard work that you're doing, and all of the others. Now, don't nobody go trying to act like I am not recognizing you as well. I'm recognizing you too. But all of us, it's this great work that we are doing here on CWSC with this platform, AM360, and getting this word out and bringing the believers together and working together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the benefit and progression of mankind and remaking this world as a directive or an advisement upon our leader and teacher, Imam Waqi'i Muhammad. May Allah bless him with paradise, and I believe he will. Alhamdulillah. So we will continue to discuss attributes. We're going to go discuss the attributes and discuss that relationship. And as you know, I'm speaking mainly to, you know, all of us here. I call us all that's been in here for a while, being Muslim for a while. We're seasoned, but we have a responsibility to the new Muslim, to the new believer, and to the new Shahada. And those are the ones that we're speaking to because we want to encourage them to get strong in the faith. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And in its due time, it will certainly come, my dears. It will certainly come. So with that, I'm going to go on. I'm trying to think, was there anything? Oh, I know what I want to say. Last week, I said to you all, I said, okay, I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to make it to the DNA, the Detroit National Islamic Waqi'i Muhammad Islamic Convention there in Eastern Michigan. And I set 2 days out that I would try. One, I really wanted to go on. I just couldn't make it. So I said, well, okay, I'll try the Saturday or the Sunday. And that didn't work. So I said, well, I'll try to go on Monday since it was the very last day and something would be happening there still at the DNA. But, of course, it didn't turn out. But what was really good about it still, we enjoyed the, Labor Day weekend with my family and my grandbabies. And I'm sure as of many of you, I'm hoping that you all had a fantastic Labor Day weekend, even though if you did get to go to the convention, alhamdulillah. And if you didn't get to go to the convention, alhamdulillah, that for the good things that we were being able to participate in. And so for me, that's what it was. I just taken that time out and enjoyed my sons and my grandbabies and my great-grandbabies. Yes, I did. And don't y'all want me to get started on my grandbabies now, because I'm going to tell you right now, I got I got 7 grandbabies and 5 great grandbabies. Now, you know, that's beautiful. Alhamdulillah. And I just smile. I just smile. And I'm sure some of you, you know, you're smiling as well when you think about your children and their children, which are your grandbabies, and then their children, your great-grandbabies. Ah, it's just awesome. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having that opportunity to be with them. Even though, yeah, I really did want to go, but we'll try again, inshallah, for next year. But I did have a couple of friends that had the opportunity to attend the DNA there in Inkster, Michigan, and they were so kind to share with me some of the things that were going on, the fun that they were having, and they did send me pictures. And, of course, I did send them pictures back, too, so just being with my family and enjoying them and just enjoying the fact that I was able to talk to them on the phone and receive pictures from them. You know, alhamdulillah, you know, any way that we can feel and be a part of the activities that are going on, we like, oh, thank you so kindly. Oh, Allah, spend a lot of time. So that's what we did. So that was what I wanted to share with you. We are back here this evening, and we're going to continue our discussion mainly for, you know, for all of us, but for sure the new Shahadas, and I'm sure we have new ones coming on every week, and we certainly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of you in this beautiful audience. So with that, we're going to make our way to our first PSA, and we'll get back and get right into our presentation for this evening. Oh, it's been a long day. I know it's been a long day for everyone, but inshallah, the information that we share with you this evening will, you know, help us all to kind of settle down and get ourselves ready for bed. I know y'all say, she always trying to put somebody to bed. Well, that's what I be doing to my sons, them too. I say, all right, as son said, don't you think about time to be at home? Mama, is you at home? I said, now you know I'm at home tonight. You just trying to make everybody be at home because you at home. I said, you the one that told me, my oldest son told me, said, well, Mama, you know when it get dark, all the good folks at home. Yeah, but I think he still be trying to hang out. So I just want to be making sure he gets in too. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to take our pause for the cause. Alhamdulillah. You are listening to Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the preacher Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. And I love starting out. Okay, I'm going to try something else different, okay? But tonight we're going to continue to start out with this beautiful CWSC Peace and Love and Compassion PSA brought to us by our own Martha Naila Abdullah, Executive Director of CWSC, and I love it, and you'll see why. It's going to give you great information.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
So you see what I'm saying? And that's just a reminder that the 50-year human planning that just taken place here just went off just before I come on. That's what it's all about, planning our way into actually making of this world that we're in. And so we're going to need the peace, love, and happiness in all of these great attributes of our Lord. Allah, highly glorified is he. And we're going to need these attributes and this learning, all that we're getting, preparing to remake the world. We're going to need it. These are our tools. We're going to need it to do just that, and we will be successful, and we're being more successful every day with it. So alhamdulillah, we thank my dear sister Martha Nella and all of you that participate, all of us that participate in the 50-year human planning for the work that we're doing towards remaking the world. We're being obedient to our Lord and cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mukit, the sustainer of creation, and we're being in line with the teaching and the advisement that we had been given and the blueprint that we were left to remake this world from our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. Okay, all right now, something was on my mind, y'all. Okay. Oh, you know what? We're going to have a guest next week, okay? I'm pretty sure we're going to have that guest next week. So I'm not going to tell you exactly who it is right now because you know what? They called me, but I called them about it, and they left a message on my answering service. I promise you I have been so booked up and so busy, and I'm sure many of you are as well. But I just didn't want to get into what their message was. Who knows that tonight they may come on and even share that with you. But we will be having our mystery guest. And now, if they're in the studio, I'm going to, inshallah, they usually press one. And then at that time, I will have them, I will remind them that they will be on for next week. And then they themselves could perhaps share with us what their topic is going to be. Please don't get upset with me because I did not get the opportunity to check it out. It's been busy. Oh, I know your all's plates have been busy too. I know it. But you know what? Busy is good. That means we're doing something. We're doing something. We're not just sitting around twiddling our thumbs, you know, like, oh, we don't have anything to do. Oh, it's so much to do. I'm doing a lot. So with that, a little bit later in the program, we'll have that information disseminated to you. But I just wanted to let you know, you know, I like to keep you up, you know, keep you abreast of what exactly is going on Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. And so I'm sharing that with next week. We do plan to have a presenter. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so with that, we're going to go on and continue with developing our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of all creation, the heavens and the earth and all between. We want to establish that relationship. It's so important just for our daily existence. And now I know we seasoned Muslims, we know all about it. But for the new Muslim, the new Shahada, for the believer, new believer, you know, they're just not in awareness and understanding of this relationship because they're just getting here. So they need to know how to do it, you know. And so inshallah, with the information that is shared throughout all of the programs, but for sure here on Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab, that they will be able to get that knowledge and information and be able to grow strong and vital Muslim, as a new Shahada, a new Muslim, a new believer in the faith and strengthen their faith, alhamdulillah. So we're developing a strong relationship with Allah, highly glorified is He, and His creation. Now, there are a number of, get your pens and paper, you know, so that you can take some notes, and who knows, you'll be able to press one, chime in and share, ask some questions, or share some commentary on anything that has would be disseminated in this evening's program. Okay, alhamdulillah. There are a number of important points related to creating a strong relationship between Allah and the Creator and His creation, the created. Islam seeks to create a certain type of individual. And this would be an individual who has a strong and proper relationship with Allah. You know, I've seen that there are those that say, oh, I want to be a Muslim. And they actually take the Shahada. But they're not in understanding of what they're supposed to do in order to make them want to remain a Muslim since they have taken the Shahada, if you would, to bear witnesses that there is no God except Allah and bear witnessing that Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And reading, following the Quran, reading it, and so they develop a strong faith. You know, we talked about the articles of faith and the belief in Allah and the belief in His books and the messengers. And we talked about these, the articles that we have to take, you know, to help us develop the desire to learn more, the desire to learn. So you got to have that desire in you, you know, to want to learn about the religion that you've taken the Shahada. You've taken the Shahada. And so now you got to take it a step forward and have the desire to learn about it. Learn about it. Making your intentions to, you know, actually get in there and really work hard, you know, seeking to learn. You want to learn about it. Do you remember? Because you're just coming in. It's all brand new. And so, you know, you got to see where you start from, you know. And your best start you've had, you said, I have a desire to be a Muslim. So guess what? I'm going to take the Shahada. Yeah, you took the Shahada. You say, yeah, I understand. Because when you're taking that Shahada now, you know you are asked by your imam, the one that gives you the Shahada. You're asked from him, do you understand what you're saying? And you say, yeah, I understand that what I'm saying, actually I do. There is no God but Allah, and I'm bearing witness to that. And actually I do, and Muhammad, Rasulullah, I bear witness. Ooh, I believe it. I believe it that there is no, that he is the final messenger from Allah to all creation. Not to just Muslims, it's to all creation, you say. So now you took that Shahada and you're all excited and everything. Now, Islam seeks to create the individual in you that have to have a strong relationship and proper relationship with Allah. See, not only are you going to get the correct information, but you're going to get the proper information that's going to guide you to, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is important to know that in Islam, you remember we were talking about it, for those of you that have been here and for the new ones that are here this evening, we talked about getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, when you get to know him through the Al-Asma'ul Husna, which is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah, our Lord, you'll see. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But it's important to know that to have a strong and proper relationship with Allah, it's important to know that the Muslim has a direct relationship with Allah. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to go through nobody to get that, to establish that relationship with your Lord. You just have to have the desire and moving forward on that desire and improving your intentions by, you know, learning. And as I was saying, we have some of them. I've known some. And inshallah, you know, after our discussion and everything, Allah will put them back on the right track, you know, because you have to be sincere. You really have to have sincere. Now, that's when we talk about intention. You got to desire, but you got to have a truthfulness and sincerity of that desire to learn about Al-Islam and to learn about Allah, highly glorified is he, so you can establish and understand your direct relationship with him. Anything you want, you know, you can go straight to him. You can go straight to say, oh, Allah, A, B, C, and D on what I'm asking for and about. And just trust in that and know, and you will become, intensified in your excitement to know that he is relating to you. You are relating to him. He is answering you. You're going to see this. So in that direct relationship with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and when my slaves, yes, that is us, everybody. It's okay to, you know, not, it's okay to be a slave. Oh, that's all right. You can say it out, and we can say it with pride and dignity. I am a slave servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. And we already know by studying Al-Asma'ul Husna, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that indeed he is near to us by his knowledge, and he is Al-Alim, the all-knowing. And he says to tell them, I respond. And see, we're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna. We just love it. And so, because that's what we're going to be doing. You're going to take those names and you're going to utilize them on your everyday life. And remember, okay, he says, I respond. He is Al-Mujib, the respondent, the responsive. And he says, so tell them, I respond to the prayers of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. Right there. So you know you're not so in the name of whoever, anything or anyone, you're not going to do that. We already know we don't have to do that. And that's when we can get the answers. That's when our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Mulki, the creator and sustainer of His creation, responds to us. Yeah. Because we have called on Him, and without anything or anyone before Him, we're calling on Him. He goes on to say, so let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. We were just talking about having the right information, correct information, so that we can have the proper relationship. Well, you're going to find that in the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 186. Check it out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, and your Lord says, invoke me, I will respond to your invocation. And you're going to find that in the Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 16. Alhamdulillah. In Islam, there are no idols or clergy that a Muslim has to go through. Everything is actually between the individual and his Lord. And this is a direct relationship with Allah. And it's very empowering and reassuring. It's just wonderful. I'm telling you, you know, for us seasoned believers, you know, it just makes us smile. It makes us happy on the inside and, you know, assured, you know, whatever is facing us. We're empowered knowing the relationship that we have with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He. There is none other than Allah that we are worshiping, and there is none who can interfere with our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, any type of situation or scenario when it comes to our worship of our Lord, we're like, child, y'all might as well just keep it moving, because we calling on our Lord because we know He's going to respond. And we looking forward to His responding to our call. Under all circumstances, Allah is available to him, and he can turn to him at any time to ask for help, guidance, and forgiveness. And to know, I'm being nice, y'all. I'm not going, because you know what? This empowering and reassuring that we get knowing our relationship with Allah, you know, it'd be like some might say, you know, you're trying to be all that and think you all that and a bag of chips too. Don't forget a little red pop to go along with it. But it's not like that, like we doing it like that, but it is all that, you know, because it can't none stand in the way of it. Because no matter what one say they're going to do to try to hinder you or keep you from getting where you're trying to go or anything of that nature, they can just give it up because it's not going to help them just because they want to hinder you. Because under all circumstances, none can interfere with the believer and his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows he got that help and guidance and forgiveness at any point in time that he calls on him. Alhamdulillah. This direct relationship with Allah extends to all of an individual's deeds. You know, as long as you have the desire to do what's right and the intent to do what's right, and you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to see that you do that right when you take it upon yourself to make sure that you do that right. The Muslim knows that Allah not only sees his outward actions, but he is also fully aware of every intention and feeling that is in his heart. Due to his direct relationship with Allah, the Muslim attempts to perform every deed with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, we can't just talk at everybody, and you know, we season Muslims, we know that, but we just want to make sure that you new shahadas and new believers, you know, you can understand. You can't play the game now. There ain't no game playing, because Allah highly glorified is he sees and he knows. He is al-Basir, the all-seeing. Mm-hmm. And he is al-Aleem, the all-knowing. So we can't tell you one thing, and then when we go behind the door, we going to act another way. We can't do that. Because, see, you remember here? Now we're talking to the relationship that we have with Allah. You remember, he knows our actions, and he knows our inward intentions and feelings. So we got to be truthful all the way and all the time. You know, there was a matter of fact, it's in the Quran, it says that the believer, he has to tell the truth even if it's against his own self, if maybe it's something that he had done or said that could have fell in that line of misconception, or that could make it seem like we saying one thing with our mouth, but we doing another thing with our actions. So, you know, so we as seasoned Muslims, we are under that understanding and that knowledge of all times that Allah highly glorified is he, al-Basir, is all seeing of everything that we're doing. And so we're not just telling you as a new shahada to be right and do the right thing. We seasoned Muslim, we have to do the same thing. And the Muslim sets upon his day to please Allah. Relationship with Allah, he ensures that he performs acts that are permissible in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Lord and cherisher and sustainer, al-Muqib. So we want to ensure that the things that we are doing in the sight of Allah are pleasing to him. So we don't think that the Muslim think that they, or the believer thinks that they are all something so special, like, you know, it's not like that. It's just that we know that when we have the desire and the right intent in our heart to please our Lord, that we're going to be extra careful in making sure that we be as truthful as we can be. And if there's anything that we've done as a misunderstanding or a misconception that one might look at and say, because you know, yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not going to get into that either. You know, like my mind was thinking, they want to carry me in the right, because you know, they're just waiting on you to do something that's not right. But no, it's not. Nobody's waiting on that. We have to keep it in our mind that we are wanting to do in our relationship and establishing this relationship with Allah. We want to respect him and be as obedient as we can be. It's important, everyone. It's important that we be obedient as we can be with our Lord, because this is the relationship that we are establishing. So we got to be truthful. You see what I'm saying? So we got to be truthful. So it's not, you know, trying to, you know, be something for somebody else so that they can look at us and say, ooh, all wild is us. No, it's to please Allah, our Lord, our Creator, Al-Fatih, and please him. So we want to make sure, you know, my computer is moving. So we set up on our day to perform acts that are permissible and pleasing in the sight of our Lord. The Muslim goal and intention, as he is conscious of this goal, he is pleasing to Allah by being just being conscious of that, you know, like, you know, I just say it's a small thing, you know. It's just, you know, how things we can do that, you know, I say, well, I'm going to do this thing here, but I know it ain't the right thing to do, but don't nobody else see me, so I'm going to go ahead on and do it. But wait, the Muslim, he stopped and he said, oh, well, wait a minute, now, you can't do that. Because you know Allah sees you, even though no other eyes are on you. You know Allah's eyes is on you. So that right there changes the whole thought that evil one, that shaitan, could have made that suggestion. You know, they quickly say the believer, the Muslim, the seasoned shahada, and now you new shahada, you just quickly dismiss that. You say, oh, no, because even though ain't nobody else looking, I know it, but first of all, Allah knows it, and to know that he knows it, and then you go on and do it, and you know it wasn't the right thing to do, rest assured, it will come back on the day of standing, when we stand before Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of resurrection. Remember, we talked about that, too, in the articles of faith, you know, believing in the day of resurrection. Okay, well, it certainly is going to be a day of resurrection, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already said it, and he is Al-Haq, the all-truthful. So we can't just say, oh, well, don't nobody else see me, so I can go ahead on and do this just this one time. But let me tell you something. If you do it one time, guess what? I promise you, it's going to come up for a second time. I promise you, it's going to come up for a second time. So we set out our everyday as believers to do acts that are pleasing to Allah. And knowing this in this way, even the ordinary or everyday activities that we do, we can make those as acts pleasing to Allah if done with the right conditions in the heart, meaning that your heart is clean and pure on and bent on pleasing Allah. The Muslim goal and intention, and as his conscious goal, is pleasing Allah by the simplest of deeds. Thus the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has said, everything you spend for the sake of Allah, highly glorified is he, will be rewarded. And this was recorded by Al-Bukhari. When one understands his close relationship to Allah, he begins to realize that any of his good actions are for the sake of Allah. Now, unfortunately, there are many world today who are unaware of establishing a relationship with Allah, their Lord. They just go about in their daily business. Oh, I believe in God. Can't you hear me? And what prayer did they make that day? So I'm gonna tell you, well, I pray when something is, you know, when something is happening and I know I believe in God, so you know, I make that prayer and I know he gonna answer my prayer and inshallah, you know, he will answer that prayer. But you can't just, I mean, you know, it's not right for you to call on him just when something is going down that is adverse to you or in your life, and now you're going to call on him in that so-called belief that you have in him. You know, you're going to be like, oh, I believe in God. But you don't do anything to nourish that belief, you know. In nourishing that belief is establishing the relationship. See how everything just goes right hand in hand? When you nourish the fact that you say you believe in God, then you're going to take time to nourish it. And if you don't know what to do, then you're going to learn. You're going to seek knowledge. You're going to seek how to do it, how to form that relationship with him. People who get close to Allah are those who change the nature of their acceptable deeds into acts of obedience to Allah. See? The routine, everyday deeds of people who truly know Allah are acts of worship for them. See, so, you know, as Nusha has, so now you, when it's, you're a new Muslim, says we're supposed to do 5 daily prayers, been prescribed to us by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it's time for those prayers, you know, because now remember you're establishing this relationship now. So when it comes time for those prayers, you know, you be like, oh, I gotta get myself ready for prayer. You all excited. As a matter of fact, Manusha had, I'm pretty sure you're intensified with excitement, knowing that you're about to perform that which Allah has prescribed for you to do, and you're excited. You're making your wudu. You learn how to make it. Yeah, you want to make sure you learn how to do that wudu so that way you can get your mindset right. So instead of, well, I guess, well, say it's okay, it's time for the prayer, and especially in the Fajr prayer in the morning, oh, you're sleeping good and everything, and come on, it's 5 o'clock and it's time for prayer, a.m., and it's time for 5 prayer, and you're like, oh, you're excited. Matter of fact, you'll be like looking forward to it. You'll be looking forward to it. So the people who get close to Allah are those who change the nature in their thinking, and that these acts of worship that have been prescribed, prayers and fasting, and good deeds, these are good deeds and acts of worship and are pleasing to Allah, and it's part culture and way of life. See, this is all a part of it, and you're excited. I know you are, and it's okay, because as you read the Quran, you're going to see in there where Allah says, it's good, you know, it's okay to accept with good cheer, you know, feeling real good, you're happy about it, you're looking forward to it. Even some mornings, if you wake up, your eyes open up and you know it's the Fajr prayer, hey, and you might be feeling bad, but guess what? You say, oh, Allah, help me. I'm feeling bad right now, but it's Fajr, and I'm going to come to Fajr. And you get up, and you go, and you make that wudu. You know, one thing that my mom said, it was about another situation, but she always said, no matter how bad you're feeling, if you get up and you get your bath, put your clothes on, watch and see how better you feel. So that's the same thing, and I'm speaking strictly for sure to the new Shahada, because this is something you got to get in touch with, because you're just getting in here. But for the seasoned Shahada, for the seasoned Muslim, hey, as they would say, it's a no-brainer. It's Fajr. Ooh, thank you, Allah, for blessing me to even wake up and be on this side of the earth today. You know what I'm saying? And we ready to roll. And if we're feeling bad, by the time we make that wudu, because we know we're doing this for the sake of Allah and our relationship with Him, we start feeling good. And especially in the early morning, and on the early morning times at the Fajr, because we know that that's the time that there's no veil between man and Allah. And that we right there before Him, everybody. You know, like in the daytime, you got a lot of moving around and you know, everything, yada, yada, you know. But in the morning time, early in the morning, everybody, they sleeping. Everything's quiet. They ain't woke up yet. But when you get up and you say, oh, Allah, thank you so kindly for blessing me to wake this morning. And you know, there's a hadith, and it said that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, he would say, oh Allah, you have blessed us to reach the morning, and we call to you, oh Allah, and the bearers of your throne, and all of your creation to witness. None have the right to be worshipped except Allah without partner. And Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. Now, when you remember that and wake up with that, and also you're going to close your evening time sunset prayer with that as well. Well, when you say that, man, you just be ready to roll. You got energy. You got insight to the fact that you know when you go and stand before your Lord, you are strengthening your relationship. So the routine of every day, of our everyday deeds, are acts of worship, alhamdulillah. To believe this way, one must have a strong intention in their hearts or strong feeling of doing the act for the sake of Allah. Now, you know, if there was a point, you know, when a believer, you know, used to say, well, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah, and I would be thinking to myself, well, Allah, I don't need you to do nothing for him. You know, that was my thinking at that time. But, you know, that's because, you know, I'm like, you don't even need you, you know. And you know, that's true, but he is so good and so kind. He is Al-Araf, the most kind. And he is so kind that he listen to this, he is appreciative. Allah, highly glorified is He, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, is appreciative to us. Oh, now come on. You know that is just, my, when I, you know, when I, and you learn this, as you learn our Asma'ul Husna, and we're going to go through some of them tonight as many as we can, but when you learn our Asma'ul Husna, then you know these are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you come to learn them, you know, then you become to understand Allah and his kindness and his love and his care for us as his creation. Not only man, he cares for the heavens and the earth, the animals, the plants, all of them. And they all of them, all of us together, we worship Allah. Yes, we do. Now, you know I'm getting excited. Alhamdulillah. So when we have this strong intention or feeling that we're doing these acts for the sake of Allah, that we're doing them because this is what he has prescribed and all of these benefits that we're getting from them. And so it's not like for the sake of Allah, like, oh, if we don't do this, you know, he's not going to exist, or if we don't do this, something he's going to be lacking. Oh, no, nothing like that now, y'all. When we say for the sake of Allah, it's because of the kindness he has bestowed upon us to share this knowledge, share this insight with us. If this strong intent in the heart does not exist, and in our feelings does not exist, the quality of whatever we do is going to be poor, because we're not going to have no care about doing it. It's just like, it's like, I got to get them to do a prayer. Well, let me hear up, go in here, do this here, you know, with that type of attitude. You know, which I'm, and Allah have power of all things. And he is all knowing, y'all. But I'm just saying it's best to have a good intent and a good feeling, you know. And so that whatever matter that we are attending to, we will have a care about it. And we won't be doing it just to be seen of men. And there'll be mention of that in the Quran. As you read the Quran for the new Shahadas, you'll see. So you won't be doing it just to be seen of men, or for others to say, oh, he is, or he or she is so obedient in their worship to Allah. And you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim, he's all-knowing of just what your intent is. So we want to make sure that we have this loving and this heartfelt feeling of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing that the blessings and the benefits that it's going to be for us coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his servants. Alhamdulillah. Okay, everybody, I'm going to go. We do, and we must. Let me put me a little something here so I can remember where I'm at, and we're going to come back and finish this. Because we're going to get into Al-Asma'ul Husna tonight, too. I wanted to do a couple of hadiths that I had for Doe this week. But we're going to go on, and we're going to take our next pause for our public service announcement and important information. You're listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Caprisa Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the Tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anh, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah. We are back. Just as a reminder of the MCNRD Social Connect Conference coming up. Oh, the ending of the month. So we're giving you a head start now. We got a couple weeks yet, but we're giving you a head start. Check your emails and your participation. And do you know, I was thinking that this Sunday was going to be the first Sunday, but this is actually the second Sunday. But inshallah, alhamdulillah, we are back. We want to remind those that are out there in AM360.org land, you have a question or a comment, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll recognize that you have something you want to say, and we'll make sure you get that opportunity. We want to encourage you also connect to us 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197. And visit our parent corporation community-wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Of course, that's us. Don't y'all start now, and that's us all together. Go over there to CWSC, though, really, CWSC.us, and check out the information, loads of information, lots of information on the intelligentsias of CWSC. Also, you can give us a like on Facebook, and you can leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. That is our business number, office number, and you can call and you can leave a comment, you can ask a question, and if no one answers right then and there, you leave your message and someone will certainly get back with you. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you. And we do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're going to go here and continue. We're just about through here, y'all. We don't have much more to go with this, and then we're going to get in. I know everybody's excited and looking forward to. Yeah, Asma ul Husna. Yes, we are. Alhamdulillah. We stopped off that in the Acts, in our establishing this strong relationship, this strong bond with our Lord and cherish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, that we want to do them because that is what we are feeling in our heart. We have intentions to actually come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His very essence, and we will properly know how to worship Him and glorify and praise Him. Oh, yes, yes, okay. So we make our everyday, ordinary deeds filled with the purpose and intent of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, even in to show you how we can do this with the most simplest thing, and you know, I know what I'm speaking of too. You know, like at night when we get ready to go to bed, right? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Let me check my board. I do apologize. I hope I have not left anyone. Okay, well, hold on. I have not left anyone. Okay. Oh, I do apologize. You see, but that's how Allah gives you, you know. So we do have a caller. So I'm going to go on and go to the caller, 401-258. Welcome to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. Assalamu alaikum. State your name. Where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. I'd like to know, why do Muslim countries sell alcohol and have casinos and bars and all these haram entertainments for tourists, when if you what you want for your brother, what you want for yourself, why would we do that in Muslim countries or anywhere really just to make money? If we say that we believe, if we say that we follow the laws and ways of Allah and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, what makes us continue to do such things for money? And then we think our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain good. It won't. Even in Saudi Arabia, Muslims sell liquor, alcohol, beer, cigarettes, casinos, bars. If we don't get our relationships with Allah right, then he's not going to continue to bless us. In all these countries that's having earthquakes, Muslim countries, it's not going to stop until we get right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, my dear sister Angela Marie. And you know, Not only in the Muslim countries are they doing it, but they come bring it right over here in this country, you know, saying, hey, we Muslims, and they're doing the same thing. And Allah highly glorified to see he sees them. I can only say, Angela, that it's just that they don't have the relationship, a strong relationship with Allah. Highly glorified seed. That's all I can say, because I cannot understand for the life of me as well, how are you going to say that you believe in Allah and you got this strong, you want to tell everybody about Allah, but yet and still the very things that he tell you do not involve with, you're going and doing it and you're inviting other people to it, like they don't even know that perhaps your religion says different than that. And there are some that do know that your religion say different than that. I just can only say that they do not have, they have not established that proper.
It's plain. It's plain.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's what I can say. That's all I can say. But hey, that's the thing. We all on the same page, Angela. It's a lot. So that's all I can say. Wegburn, thank you so kindly for that question and your interaction here and listening and every week that you come. I really appreciate you and you're pressing one and coming up. We do have another caller, and perhaps this caller would have some input on that as well, on that question that you did present. Thank you so much. You're in the mute, and then you press one and go out now, so you know if you want to say something else, you can come back. You press one again, and I know that you're there again. And my apologies if you had to wait long. I did not recognize. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have here 314-833. I believe this is our dear brother Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mark, and welcome to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab.
Alaikum as-salam to you, the priest Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience, AM 360 Radio. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. And I want to just commend you, excellent learning lab, Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. And I've just been sitting and listening to the outstanding information that you're giving in terms of our relationship with our Lord and Creator, Al-Khaliq, and all. And, you know, Sister Angela Marie, Providence, Rhode Island, bring up the question, why do Muslims in other countries sell alcohol, maybe tobacco products, and these type of things that Allah has forbidden us to do? I think it's a student of Imam Muhammad and the Quran itself. Two, we have to go back and define what is a Muslim. What is a Muslim? You know, for the new Shahadis, I think this is so very important. You've done an excellent job. So what is a Muslim? And even for the seasoned Muslims, we have to ask ourselves, what is a Muslim? What is it that a Muslim does? What is it that defines a Muslim? And most of us will say, a Muslim is one who submits their will to do God's will or surrenders their will. Imam Muhammad said, even more so, a Muslim is one who conforms to what God's will is. So when we see people, you know, wearing the label, now notice I said the label, not the content, the label. Just think about any packaged vegetable, just to give an analogy. It says there's string beans, that's the label. But when you open the package up, it's corn. So that means that the label was misleading, because inside the content, it should be string beans, not corn. Okay? So there can and will be people who wear the label of Muslim, but the content is not Muslim. It's something else. And, you know, this falls really right into your learning lab in terms of your relationship with your Lord and Creator. One of the things you said, it's irrefutable and indisputable. Allah needs nothing from us. Allah is independent of everything. So in terms of how we should see ourselves as Ab, that means servant. Just like in terms of your name, the priest of Abdul Hadi. The servant of the one who gives guidance, the servant. Everything comes to Allah as a servant. And what it is that we do is both to serve God's cause. And there's a purpose that Allah created us the way he created us. And as you said earlier, the day of judgment is actually the day of the resurrection, is that of accountability. You will be held accountable for what it is that you do in your conscious act, knowing that that is not in accord with God's word. In God's word is his will and his way for us to live and not to be a detriment to that, to sell it to people, to do those type of things that keep them intoxicated. They keep them from becoming conscious of their Lord and Creator, while you know. This is a big penalty that we incur upon ourselves. We don't want to be the modub when we say in
Modubi Wala Dalin. We don't want to be of the Modub. The Modub weren't those. It's not just restricted to the Jews, but a segment of the Jews that got the revelation. They understood the revelation. But guess what? They rejected it. They rejected God's sign, his instructing sign, which is the revelation and revealing to humanity what it is that we should do and we should not do. But they're not, it's just not the Modub, it's just not confined to Jews only that was disobedient. You have Christians, some adhere to God's word and accept God's word and strive to the best of their ability to live it. Then you have Christians that reject God's word, and they just do what they want to do, utilize their will in the wrong way. See, that word that you use, the desire has to be in the heart to want to do what's right. And it's the same thing for Muslim. So the three monotheistic faith and believing in the one God where Allah has sent revelation throughout time, giving guidance to the people, and also the Quran not only being the Hada, the guidance, but also being the Furqan to distinguish right from wrong. And Allah's book is clear. So I wouldn't refer to them as really Muslim because they don't fit the description and the definition as to what a Muslim is. And most certainly when they are doing those things that Angela Marie has described, and I know here in this country, many of them come to this country because of the freedom to do and sell anything and to be any kind of way without being responsible. So for Muslims, you know, we know that we would be responsible. Matter of fact, responsibility is given to the human being, and we'll be accountable. And especially when you know better. You can't hold a baby accountable because they don't know until they grow into knowing, and then they become accountable. But there are those who are wearing the label, and that's the way we should see it. They're wearing the label. But if we're talking to other people, we have to say they don't represent what a true Muslim is. They're not a true Muslim, you know, in that regard. So that's how we have to see it. We have to go back to the definition. Imam Muhammad has said this, and I'll close. Imam Muhammad said that in definition is direction. And after listening to that, I've also added correction. So what is Imam Muhammad saying? In the, if we see the misdirection that is being given and what is incorrect, that means that the definition is misdefined. We know and we can find what a real Muslim is. And so if we see those persons, it doesn't matter who they are, what ethnic group or where they're at. It doesn't matter if they in Saudi Arabia that once was known as Mecca. It doesn't matter if they was in Medina that was once known as Yathrib. It doesn't matter that they in the East. Matter of fact, what we have seen in this country, that those that really don't want to do right, they make an exit, and they come here. Whereas that is freedom, freedom, freedom. Any and everything go. You know, whereas if you can make money doing any of those type of things. But we have to accept that they're not truly Muslims. That's just the label. If the content doesn't match the label, then they are mislabeled. They're not Muslims in that regard. So I could say more, but I'll stop there. And then when we have to communicate with our people and say and speak to them, I thought y'all don't do that. I thought y'all don't do that. And you have to say you're correct. Real Muslims, mm-hmm. true Muslims, they don't do those things. But there are people, you understand, where their heart is not right. The intention, their motivation, their desire is not to please God. You see, mm-hmm. it is about pleasing themselves. It is about their selfish desire. And this is this means that they're not listening to Allah. Shaitan is influencing them. And when they're doing wrong, when they're doing wrong, at that point, you're not a Muslim.
That's right.
You're not a Muslim. So that's what we have to say. You have to disassociate, you understand, where people are looking at them. I would just say this, it was kind of strange. A brother once said here in St. Louis, and it was during Ramadan, and it went into a business that was so-called Muslim, and what they were doing, they shouldn't have been doing. And so he said, I thought you're supposed to be fasting and all. And something else, I think he was telling, he said, oh, I'm not that kind of Muslim. The question has to be asked, there's only one kind of Muslim. And the definition should tell you that a Muslim is one who conforms to God's will. They say submit, but conform is even a better word, conform to God's will. As everything in creation conforms to God's will. Do we not know for the new Shahadas, everything in the natural creation is Muslim? Why? Mm-hmm. Because it expresses God's will. When we study it, yes, we get the science, but we also get God's will for its creation. Oh, that's so beautiful. And from just learning and extrapolating from God's natural creation, it has become a benefit for the human being. So we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, that the praise and thanks belongs to Almighty God, Allah, who is the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all creation. And he is a benefit. He's the benefactor. Where we're the beneficiary of the natural creation, and the natural creation submits entirely to God's will. It's an expression of God's will. And Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they exemplify, all the prophets and messengers exemplify how it is that we're supposed to be. And Allah says in the Quran, the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he submitted his whole self. I'll stop there. Thank you for giving the time to at least, hopefully, my dear sister Angela Marie, that helps her. And we shouldn't be hesitant to speak up and speak out. Those are not true Muslims. Put the adjective in front of Muslim, true Muslim, not fake Muslims. I'm not trying to use the former president, Donald Trump's language. They say fake too. No, but either you're going to be a true Muslim, you know, in the old Nation of Islam. You said, what is a Muslim? You see? So the answer is who is yourself? Yourself is a righteous Muslim, meaning that you're striving to do right, not wrong. The righteous Muslim, that's the true Muslim, not the one that wants to just do what they want to do. The natural creation doesn't do what it want to do. I could go on and on, but I know you got more to give, and I want to hear it too. Thank you so much, the priest Abdul Hadi. This is an excellent production, and this is the type of learning lab that we all need to bring it to the lab. And I want to thank my sister, Angela Marie, for asking the question. But we are qualified to answer the question. All we have to do is do what Imam Muhammad said. In definition is direction. So if we see people who wearing the label moving in the wrong direction, and they're not fitting the definition, then that means they're false. Okay. They're not true. I stop there.
Well, thank you, Salam, Brother Mark, and thank you so kindly for those remarks, that those commentary that you're offering to us. And I'm going to be getting with you so that, inshallah, very soon we can have you on the program, so whatever your schedule will permit. But I will be getting with you, and I appreciate you kindly. And everybody knows Brother Mark Shaheed, you know, and he's the producer of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and the Parenting and Reconstruction Learning Lab. And he's also moved on to IWDM Radio as well. And so extraordinaire. He's just a dear young man, and we appreciate you so kindly. So everybody, Brother Mark, you can let him know you on there, because, you know, I get those days kind of Wednesday and Thursday.
I'm on every Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday with the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and then, you know, it's all about what correct parenting is from an Islamic perspective and how to reconstruct the family life, as it started here on our sister station, AM 360, and continued on IWDM Radio. And Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We teach the do's and don'ts of Islamic courtship and what constitutes a healthy, harmonious relationship, the sacred institution of marriage. So just those 2 days, and both of them begin at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. So I want to thank you so much, Depresa, ID, my good sister and special friend of mine and everything. And as we... Martha Nyla and I just spoke the other day, we all had an outstanding roundtable here on AM 360, and they took a topic in terms of our young people, our youth, our young people, and our role and responsibility to them. So, you know, we all are on the same path, path of Allah, in terms of us trying to stay on that path and understanding our role and responsibility. So let's try to do all the good we can while we can. Strive to be the best Muslim you can. Represent this religion as best as you can. You don't want to do anything, you understand, where people be questioning, "I thought he was a Muslim. I thought she was a Muslim," you know. So we don't want to do that. We want to be in accord with the natural creation. You know, for the new Shahadas, this religion is called Deen al-Fitra. Deen al-Fitra. Deen has several definitions of it, but one is, here on the Learning Lab, you can say you learned it tonight, it is the religion of the original nature. That's what Deen al-Fitra means. It is the religion of the original nature. Sir. Root meaning for religion means to realign yourself with that original nature. Right. Allah don't produce, children when they come to babies. They're innocent. You know, they don't have anything in them that where they want to do wrong or evil. You know, whatever you see that they do, they're not responsible at that point. But as we grow up and we become conscious, now we become accountable for our actions. I'll stop there. Thank you so much, Dipreeza Hadi. I appreciate you greatly. And whenever you give me that call, I'll be ready. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark. And I'm going to put you in the mute. And you know, if you have another something that you'd like to share, you're more than welcome. Just press yes, sir. Okay, we have, and thank you so kindly for your patience, 478-672. Welcome to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab. Assalamu alaikum. State your name. Where are you calling from?
Wa alaikum salam. Welcome to Barakatuh. Right now, I got to run into the bathroom. But inshallah, I'll get back to the call. I'll be brief. Okay. Just hold on. I'll be back shortly.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, your phone is breaking up real bad.
Okay, let me just put you on mute right now.
I'm a mute, and you can call me back when you get ready. Okay. 478. I'll check back on you. Okay. Alhamdulillah. I certainly do appreciate, you know, if anyone else have a question or comment, you know, you can press one, and I'll certainly, I won't be long in recognizing that you do have something to say. And so while it is, I think it's about that time to make our last call for our public service announcement. So we're going to jump right into that now. Then we'll get right back here, okay? So you know you're listening to Al Islamic Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, and where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. I am your host, Dipreeza Hadi, Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guide. And we're going to take our pause by public service announcement. We ask you don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, inshallah. And then we'll get back. Let's see what I'm looking for right here. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the community-wide serial conference, and AM 360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we're back. And just a reminder, we got about a few minutes left here. Where did my time go? Okay, let me see here. Got a few minutes. Well, I'll say I don't see my time. Well, we got about 25 minutes left. And just reminding you, if you're out there in AM360.org land and you have a question or a commentary you want to make, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll certainly make sure you get that opportunity to share. Also, visit our community, our parent corporation, community-wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us and get much more information about the CWSC Intelligentsias. Give us a like on Facebook or leave us a listen or comment at our business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you. And we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Now, before we complete our presentation this afternoon, I'm going to go back to 478-672, and let's see, is her phone a little bit clear? As-salamu alaykum.
Is that good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
State your name, where you're calling from.
Hajalala.
I thought that was you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I told you I was coming back. Alhamdulillah. How are you doing, my sister?
Alhamdulillah, good love and yourself and family.
Oh, everybody is wonderful. Thanks for asking. I also like to share something if I can.
There's yes, ma'am.
Going to be, yes, ma'am. It's an announcement. It's Clara Muhammad School of Nashville 52nd Annual Banquet Dinner. Saturday, September 16, 2023 at 6:30 at Manna from Heaven Dinner House. And the keynote speaker will be Imam Siraj Wahaj and Imam Suleiman Hamid, Sister Layla Muhammad, Imam Nadir Ahmed, Imam Hamid El Amin. And this is going to be next week. It's $100 for the banquet tickets, and it's their annual benefit dinner. Please support whoever can. Please support. And if you can't attend, and if you're not able to send much, whatever you can send, you know, Allah is in charge, and Allah know your heart. And
Alhamdulillah. That's going to be quite an adventure. You know what I'd like you to do?
What's that?
Dial in at the 910-317-0297 and leave that information so that Martha Nyla Abdullah, the host of Developmental Stages, and she also got a one on there, Have You Heard? See, we need to have this information so that she can make sure that everyone gets that information that you're sharing with us about that event. So if you do that, that's 910-317-0297. Because we want to make sure everybody hears about this information. So it'll be disseminated throughout all of the programs here on AM360.
Oh, very good, very good, very good. Inshallah, I'll do that sometime later on. Right now I'm at a fair, so I have to get in here and whatnot. But what I do want to say, and I'll be brief, there was once a Muslim brother, I think he was from Jordan. He had opened up a business, and he said another Muslim brother, a couple of Muslim brothers approached him and said, well, you know, this is the reason why you're not making so much money like we are making. He said, because we're selling this, we're selling that, everything haram. And so he said to them, he said, I'd rather make what I'm making because it's halal. He said, now, what y'all making, y'all money, y'all do you, and I'll do me. And I'm just like, other Muslims was encouraging him or trying to entice him to sell her rhymes in his store. And he said, no, he wasn't going to do that. And his wife was like, oh, no, absolutely not.
That's right.
Whatever money we get, that's what we're going to get. But we're not selling nothing that's a rhyme. No cigarettes, nothing, no pork, nothing. And I wish some of the others would think the same way. Because when I go in one of them stores and stuff, and I be saying stuff a lot, the whole time I'm in there, I let them know. This is not right. This is not right. And I now leave out the store. I'm like, too much of RAM in here. I got to leave out this store. I can't stay in here. I can't give you all my money. You know, because you're doing the wrong thing. And I'll go on that. And y'all all have a blessed one. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, my love. And I'll talk to you soon, inshallah.
Inshallah. I look forward to it. And thank you. And thank you so kindly, Hajj Alala, for sharing that information with us. And make sure you call that business office now so we can get that information out through to everyone, all of our programs here.
We'll do.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Walaikum As-salam. Alhamdulillah. That is so wonderful. Yes. Okay. We have 718-749. As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from.
Walaikum As-salam. William Kareem calling. From New York City. I just want you to know that I did hear about the September 16th programming, and on a new day for Al-Islam, a new day for community radio, we will also be pushing that. Thank you, Sister Lala, for that reminder for us, especially when we talk about dealing with, you know, other Muslims and going in other stores, and they're quick to give you the greetings. Alhamdulillah, they do all that, but they're selling a lot of haram products. It's very good. And for, you know, us to give them a reminder is excellent dawah. All we have to do is give them, you know, the reminder. You know, Muslim, you know, you should be, you know, stay as close to the halal as you can, you know, and you know, get away from the haram. Just that little bit is dawah to them, a reminder to our Muslim brothers that have these stores. The other point that I wanted to make is as far as this Clown Muhammad school is concerned. Look, we don't have a lot of Clown Muhammad schools. When we hear that there's an event going on, you might say, well, you know, like I don't have $100 for a ticket. You know, I mean, hey, you know, that's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee someplace. You know, I can't get out there. You know, what am I supposed to do? Well, what you can do is go to Clown Muhammad School of Nashville and donate whatever you can donate. Whatever you can donate. You know, if it's, okay, you can't buy a $100 ticket, maybe you can donate $50. Or you can't donate $50, maybe you can donate $25. Maybe you can donate $10. But donate something. Donate something because you know, we have to support the institutions that are flowing and functioning. See, well, you know, like it's not in my neighborhood. Well, you know, like, you know, the school that I have is not, you know, really doing nothing. Oh, you know, I'm not. These are our institutions, and our institution in Nashville, Tennessee, our institution in other parts of the country, the Clown Muhammad School. It might not be much. It might not be a whole lot. But whatever it is, they are our institutions, and they deserve our support. So give whatever it is that you can give as far as that's concerned. You know, I don't have a lot of money, but I'm going to try to donate something. You know, I'm just going to go to the website and donate something, you know, to show support for this effort that they're making. You know, and I'll make sure that we, you know, say something about this on a new day for Al-Islam Community Radio on a daily basis. Thank you so very much, Sister Dapreesha Hadi. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, Brother William Kareem, and thank you so kindly for giving us that commentary and the information that you disseminated to us We appreciate you and the work that you're doing here on Monday morning and Tuesday morning, starting at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I just want to tell you, sis. I just want to tell you, sis, this Monday,
okay.
Lord, we're going to have a program this Monday. We're going to have a program this Monday on the Upload Life. So make sure you tune in 8 a.m.
Yes,
on Mondays right here on American Muslim 360.
That's right. That's right. And on Tuesday morning, too, the process.
Yeah, on Tuesday we do, you know, we're going to continue with the lives of the prophets, and we've been talking about Musa. There's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
You know, we've done a lot to learn, you know, about the prophets. So make sure you tune in. I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
Yes, sir. Well, we certainly do appreciate you, Brother William Kareem, and all the great work you're doing. Don't nobody start nothing with me. You know I appreciate all of you, and we all doing good work. Now, don't start it. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're right, sis.
All right, my love. Thank you so kindly, and we look forward to seeing you Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I love you all so much, and you're such dear sweets, and you're so patient with me, and I appreciate you so kindly. Okay, now, look, we got a few minutes, y'all. Come on, we ain't got much. We don't have much to finish up here, but I did want to complete in our development of our strong relationship, developing our strong relationship between with ourselves and Allah. Highly glorified is He and His creation. And as we learned through looking at it tonight, that when we make our intentions and we have the right intent, we have the desire and the right intent to come to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want to do right, do good. You know, we've heard some of the callers this evening telling us about things. We can't say with our mouth what is not in our hearts to do and expect that we're going to do it standing on the day of accountability that allow, you know, it's going to be asked upon. You're going to be questioned upon that. So we're doing the right thing, and we just say, you know, just remind them. Just remind them. Alhamdulillah. And so for the new Muslim looking at developing this strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having that desire to know of Him, it could be a new way for you, completely new way of looking at the world, and it may take some adjustment. But we must seek Allah's involvement in this world and therefore feel a direct relationship with Him. As the new Muslim read and consider the Quran, this feeling will develop within him. You will come to see Allah's working in everything around you, and you will be reminded of Allah and our duty toward Him. Then at that point, we will be Allah willing, leading our life in a manner very different from you did before your conversion to Al-Islam. So to develop this strong relationship between Allah, our Creator, and His creation, learn Al-Asma'ul Husna. These are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have them right here on this program. And tonight we wanted to get into them. That's okay. We're getting into them. We did get into it by utilizing those names, because remember that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, for those that learn the Al-Asma'ul Husna, learn those 99 beautiful names and attributes, that this is going to open up our understanding, our insight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guess what? it produces a seat for us in the paradise. Now, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So learn al-asma'ul husna. Make it be an important aspect in your life to learn so that we can secure, if you would, our seat in the paradise. When we learn al-asma'ul husna, this will set the tone in our life and what we want our life to produce. And our prayers and our thoughts of asking Allah's blessings, this will produce the consciousness that will nourish a better thinking for us, a better actions for us, and a better understanding. Alhamdulillah. So we're looking forward to, inshallah. Actually, we're going to, because we know we got quite a few new shahadas that has been coming on, and so we want to kind of get back to where we can start calling them off, naming them off, you know, asma'ul husna and the benefits of it and of learning them and everything. Alhamdulillah. So with that, oh, I've enjoyed you all immensely, and I appreciate you so kindly, and we're going to get ready to wrap up things here because we're just about out of time, but we want to remember, first of all, to have a fantastic upcoming week in Juma Mubarak, and we want to remember the homeless, those that are in need, their hunger, and in need of shelter. We want to make duas for them and pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice them with their needs, and He will. He will. Just ask them and remind them. If they're not Muslim, they're believers in Allah, highly glorified. They're believers in God. Then help them, direct them to asking of Him and teach them of what you know about Allah, highly glorified, and how He answers those prayers. And for them to be patient, it's just a testing upon them. So we pray Allah will bless them and suffice them and their families and bring them whole. I mean, and we pray for those who are ill, and you know we got those, and not only the seniors that are ill, we got youngsters that are ill too, contagious. They have illnesses that like cancers and things of that nature, but we want to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell them to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove that. Oh, it can be removed, honey. Just know that. Just because they say you got cancer and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the sustainer, al-mukit, of His creation. And He is al-mutadir, the all-powerful. And He can move it all. He is al-bayi, the fuser, the infuser of new life. And so He will give that new life to you and remove that illness from you. And make it be as though you never had that illness. And so to that we say, we pray, and we say, I mean, alhamdulillah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity. And we pray for those that have returned to Allah. You know, we all got loved ones and dear ones. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already returned them to Him, as we all will. We all know. So it's just a reminder that we will catch up to them, you know, alhamdulillah, because we're all going to the same place, inshallah, and that is return to our Lord. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy and forgiveness on their soul and ours too when we do come to Him, and that He blesses us all with the paradise. And to that we say, Ameen. And we give us peace and patience of those of us that of the loved ones are left behind to continue to do the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us that we are to do. And to that we say, I mean, look at us, we got 5 minutes, look at that. So, alhamdulillah. So with that, of course, you get your big hugs and love as we came in, squeezing you tight, squeezing back and feeling you too. And inshallah, we look forward to hearing from you right here on the Al-Islamic Focus Learning Lab, here next week, at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, to 7 o'clock. Now, we have a promo here that I'm going to play that hopefully is the one. We're going to have to get it straightened out, but when you hear the promo for Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab on Saturday evenings, and it says 7 to 9 o'clock, just remember the time has changed for us. And just say, oh, we got to get that promo out of here and put the new one in. But I'm going to press this one and see if this is the one. And if not, we do plan on seeing you by Allah's will and grace coming up next Saturday starting at 5 o'clock p.m. right here on AM 360. And there was something just flashed in my mind I was going to say. I can't, flashed and went out. So I'm going to leave us with that. Big old hugs and love. And may Allah bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. I think this is it right here.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreetha Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim-hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
Alhamdulillah, we were trying that, but okay. Alhamdulillah, thank you all so kindly. I was trying to do something. You know I'm always triple tasking here, so I was trying to see if I can get the correct one, but remember that promo did say 7 to 9, but 5 to 7, everyone. Hugs and love to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Model Community National Resource Directory with the MC.
I don't see where I can close this down. So you know what I'm going to say, everyone? I'm signing off. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you so kindly for being here this evening.